We will now reconvene. The time now is 8:27 on October 24th, Tuesday, October 24th. Reconvening on item number 7. I must say thank you all for your patience. Everybody sticking around. Everybody sticking through. Item number 7 is case number APCC-2023-1163-SPE-SPP. An environmental case number ENV-2023-1165-CE. The project is located at 6706-6712 West Hollywood Boulevard and various addresses within Council District 13. Staff presentation at this time, we will hear from planning staff Dylan Lawrence.
Right. Dylan Lawrence, LA City Planning. Hello, commissioners.
Hello.
The following presentation is available online for those who wish to follow along. Please note that the slides following this cover page will be numbered at the upper right corner for your convenience. I will be noting the slide number as we go through the slides. Next slide, slide 2. Slide number 2 shows a vicinity map. The project site is currently improved with the one-story Grauman's Egyptian Theater, originally constructed in 1921, as a movie theater and a detached one-story commercial building constructed in 1922. The site fronts on Hollywood Boulevard and McCadden Place and is located within the Hollywood Community Plan area. Public access to the theater is from Hollywood Boulevard. Next slide, slide number 3. The subject site, outlined in blue, is zoned C4-2D-SN and C4-2D. The portion of the site fronting Hollywood Boulevard is within the Hollywood Signage Supplemental Use District, and the site has an underlying general plan land use designation of Regional Center Commercial. The location is within a predominantly commercial corridor characterized by retail, restaurant, and entertainment uses. There are also residential uses within the vicinity of the site. The property to the north across Hollywood Boulevard is zoned C4-2D-SN and developed with a two-story commercial building. The adjacent property to the south is zoned C4-2 and improved with a multifamily residential building containing 114 units. The adjacent properties to the east are zoned C4-2D-SN and C4-2D and are developed with one-story commercial buildings. The adjacent properties to the west and across McCadden Place are zoned C4-2D-SN and C2-2D and are developed with a one-story commercial building and a three-story office building, respectively. Next slide. Slide number 4. So as previously mentioned, the project site is currently improved with the one-story Grauman's Egyptian Theater, originally constructed in 1921 as a movie theater, and a detached one-story commercial building constructed in 1922. The applicant, Netflix, purchased the site in 2020 with the intention of renovating the property to continue its use as a movie theater with programming by Netflix and the American Cinematheque. On August 3rd, 2022, the applicant applied to permit a digital display sign located on the theater's roof, facing the forecourt along Hollywood Boulevard. Four columns are located along the northern facade of the building and form a portico at the main entrance to the auditorium foyer, approximately 142 feet from the front lot line. The roof atop the portico is sloped and constructed of Mission clay tiles. As noted in the report prepared by Historic Resources Group dated May 26, 2023, a box sign previously existed in the place of the proposed sign in the 1920s and was utilized to announce films which were currently being shown. Next slide, or excuse me, we'll stay on that side. Stay on that slide, number 4. The sign will be used to advertise movies and movie times. It will be updated with different movie titles and times as movies are rotated in and out for exhibition. It will feature a color LED display with red and white text atop a black background and will include the Netflix N logo. No other images or graphics are proposed, and the sign will not feature any animation. Next slide, slide number 5. So we've got our entitlement requests here. As part of the current application request, the proposed project includes the installation of an approximately 40-square-foot digital display sign located on the existing roof of the Grauman's Egyptian Theater building. The sign face is approximately 2 feet 6 inches in height and 16 feet 3 inches in width, and the sign is mounted to a metal frame which is affixed to the roof. The sign will be approximately 28 feet, 7 inches in height, as measured from the top of the sign face to grade, and 25 feet, 4 inches in height, as measured from the bottom of the sign frame to grade. The sign will face Hollywood Boulevard and will be set back approximately 142 feet from the front lot line and will be located on the roof that extends over the entrance to the theater and will be used to advertise movies and movie times. Move to the next slide, slide number 6. Or actually, let's go back one slide to slide 5. Stay here. I do want to go over the entitlement requests. The entitlement requests include a CEQA exemption under Class 11, so a categorical exemption under Class 11, a specific plan project permit compliance review, a specific plan exception to permit, 1, a digital display sign in the form of a roof sign, 2, a digital display located below the height required in Section 7C1 of the Hollywood Signage Supplemental Use District, and 3, a solid panel roof sign in lieu of an open panel roof sign. Next slide, slide number 6. Under the specific plan project permit compliance review, the applicant is proposing to install a digital display sign that is approximately 40 square feet. In the sign district, digital display signs are only permitted as wall signs or as legally existing marquee signs, and only then with the approval of a specific plan project permit compliance entitlement. The applicant has applied for the specific plan project permit compliance review in conjunction with the specific plan exception. Next slide, slide number 7. A public hearing was held via Zoom by the hearing officer on August 4th, 2023. The applicant's representatives presented the proposed sign and noted that it would be similar to a sign that existed in the same location in the 1920s. They noted that they had conducted outreach with local preservation organizations and had brought the sign to the Cultural Heritage Commission for feedback on multiple occasions. According to the applicant, the sign's primary use would be to display now plain information, and there would be no off-site advertising on the sign. 7 members of the public commented on the proposed sign during this hearing. 6 of these speakers opposed the proposed sign due to concerns related to aesthetics, size, the purpose of the sign, content, and the potential for the sign to set a precedent in the sign district. 1 member of the public noted that they did not have any specific objections to the proposed sign, but asked that it be similar in size and scale to the sign that existed on the roof in the 1920s. Planning staff received a total of 50 emails from members of the public and local organizations in opposition to the proposed sign. Members of the public opposed the sign on the grounds that the Cultural Heritage Commission requires that the roof sign be appropriate in size, static, and include no more than 2 colors and a single line of text. Planning staff also received 2 letters in opposition of the proposed sign from Hollywood Heritage. Planning staff received a letter in support of the proposed sign from the Hollywood Chamber of Commerce and a letter of support from the Hollywood Partnership. Next slide. Slide number 8. The applicant presented an earlier version of the proposed sign to the Cultural Heritage Commission and Office of Historic Resources staff on May 4th, 2023, for the purpose of obtaining feedback. 2 commissioners gave feedback in support of the sign as proposed at the time. 2 commissioners remarked that the design should be streamlined to 2 colors and 1 line of text. 5th commissioner was absent. Office of Historic Resources staff issued the letter on the right on May 17, 2023, summarizing the feedback. Next slide. Slide number 9. The sign shown here represents the applicant's efforts to incorporate that feedback issued by Cultural Heritage Commission on May 4th, 2023. As you can see here, it is significantly different from the design that was initially proposed. Next slide. Slide number 10. This slide shows the design changes after incorporation of the feedback issued by CHC. The initial design is shown above, and the revised design, which is the subject of this application, is shown below. Next slide. Slide number 11. As proposed, the digital display would also require approval of a specific plan exception. Section 7C of the Hollywood Signage Supplemental Use District requires digital display signs to be wall or marquee signs. Section 7C1 requires digital display signs to be located 35 to 75 feet above grade as measured vertically, and Section 5B does not permit solid panel roof signs. The proposed digital display sign would serve to advertise current programs playing at the Egyptian Theater and would include movie titles and show times. Therefore, the applicant has requested a specific plan exception as part of their request to install a digital display sign on the roof of the building. Next slide. Slide number 12. The Department of City Planning is in support of this request because, unlike other historic movie theaters along Hollywood Boulevard, the Egyptian Theater does not feature an existing marquee. It is also set back approximately 142 feet from the front lot line and features a deep forecourt, whereas other historic theaters are built up to the front lot line, limiting the ability of the proposed sign to impose on the public right-of-way. Although the sign is located on the roof of the portico, the roof is a secondary roof structure and is not the rooftop of the main structure. Additionally, based on the size of the sign and its intended use for viewing by patrons in the forecourt, the sign does not function as a typical rooftop sign. Similarly, the sign would only be visible to those directly in front of the site along Hollywood Boulevard, as the outer walls of the building along Hollywood Boulevard are tall enough to obscure views from any other angle. The historic nature of the theater limits the ability to install a digital display wall sign in a way that would respect the historic architecture of the site while also being able to announce movies and showtimes to passersby. The proposed sign is inspired by a similar sign that existed on the roof in the early 1920s, and strict conformance with the sign district results in practical difficulties and would deprive the applicant of privileges enjoyed by owners of other historic theaters within the sign district. Granting of the exception would not constitute a special privilege, as the signage would serve a similar purpose to signs at other historic theaters with legally existing marquees. Next slide. Slide number 13. Except for the relief from the aforementioned digital display sign standards, the project otherwise complies with the sign district requirements and the Los Angeles Municipal Code. Therefore, staff recommends that the commission determine that the project is categorically exempt from CEQA pursuant to CEQA statute and guidelines Article 19, Section 15311, Class 11, approve the specific plan project permit compliance to permit a digital display sign and the specific plan exceptions to permit a digital display sign in the form of a roof sign in lieu of a wall sign or a marquee sign, a digital display located 25 feet 4 inches above grade as measured vertically in lieu of the 35 to 75 feet above grade as otherwise required, and a solid panel roof sign as otherwise not permitted in the sign district. Next slide. That concludes staff's presentation. I'm available to answer any questions you may have. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Dylan. We will now hear from the applicant. Please, you're at the table. Thank you for being here. Sincerely. Please state your name for the record and speak directly into the microphone. You will have 7 minutes to address the commission. And I take it, I know you introduced yourself, but Tony Henrick, I'm gonna actually let you introduce yourself. I just wanna see if the people here are present.
Thank you, Madam President. My name is Peyton Hall. I'm a historic architect with Historic Resources Group, and we are the historic consultants to the project team, who is all around me tonight. To start with, the historic conditions, then I'll pass it quickly to Steve for the project specs, and then I'll close. This is a 1922 photo, which is a 21 is a great date. 22 is the year in which the theater actually opened for operations. And you can see if, I don't have a cursor, but if you look above the letters that read Grauman's, there's a box sign that's more easy to see at nighttime because it was internally illuminated. So the sign, replacement sign that's a replication is very close to the width and a little bit taller than the 1922 sign, and it's the only way to identify now showing at the theater. And with that, Steve?
I would say good afternoon, but it's more like good evening, right?
Good evening.
There you go. My name is Steve Ladaga, and I'm with YESCO Young Electric Sign Company.
Sorry, Steve. Cecilia Ramos for the record. Sure. I'm going to ask you to bring that mic a lot closer because we want to capture it on audio. Thank you.
You got it. Is this better?
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Yesco, just a little bit of background, is a family-owned, 103-year-old company, been in business since 1920. Who manufactures and installs custom signage and is an LED display integrator with hundreds of LED display installations nationwide. The proposed LED display for the Egyptian Theater is manufactured by Watchfire. It's a U.S. product manufactured out of Danville, Illinois. Watchfire has been in business for over 90 years and is a premier LED display manufacturer worldwide. For this particular slide, it's representing the elevations and sign locations, including the static signs that are out there, for a combined overall maximum wall sign square footage of 148.54 is the maximum allowed versus the proposed 106 combined sign square footage. So we are basically 42.54 square feet less than what is permittable is what we're proposing. The next slide. I got it right. Sorry about that. This is basically a site plan identifying the location of the LED display in relation to the Hollywood Boulevard within the courtyard. As you can see, it's set back pretty far. And again, it's anticipated it's about 142 feet set back from the street. The slide here is more of the display itself. The proposed display dimensions are 2'5" high by 16'3" long, which is 39.27 square feet and is full color. The display will be mounted on the roof using an engineered support frame. The actual viewing area display is 2 foot high by 16 foot long. The provided software capabilities for display is the same to what is being used at basically elementary and middle schools. Nothing robust, it's pretty basic. The primary use of the product is to display scheduled events and showtimes for both Netflix and American Cinematheque, and will be permitted as an on-site display. It cannot be used as an off-site display promoting goods and services outside of the Egyptian Theater. The content will be managed by both American Cinematheque and Netflix with rotating scheduling content for events. The primary viewing of the display is within the Egyptian Theater courtyard and is located 140 feet from the courtyard street entrance on Hollywood Boulevard. The display can only be seen from the street directly in front of the courtyard entrance and is primarily used for patrons and guests entering the courtyard. So this rendering represents the intent, and as you enter the courtyard, that's what the display would look like at that point. And as we approach closer, then you have a better idea of the use of the display, again, promoting the actual events. And events and whatever is being showed from the theater, from either Netflix or American Cinematheque. This next slide here shows different photos viewed from the street of Hollywood Boulevard, and as you can see, the display is not visible or viewed on McCannon or Las Palmas at Hollywood Boulevard intersections at both of them. Yep.
So, last slide. To summarize and reiterate, the proposed sign is very compatible in size and proportion in relation to the 1922 sign. It's a recall of that sign. It's small in proportion to the building and the space around it. So it's proportionate and compatible. It's 142 feet set back from Hollywood Boulevard. So it's for patrons who approach the theater. It's not visible if you get out of that window of visibility, and it's not visible from the side streets, McCadden and Las Palmas, nor adjacent buildings. So we think we've done the best thing we can, the best choice, which is to rebuild a 1922 sign that's missing and have yet another part of this building come back to life. Thank you.
Thank you both. So now We'll be moving on. We will now open up the public for public testimony for this item. I know we're not on Zoom, so.
Cecilia Lamas, for the record, we do not have any in-person speaker cards.
Oh.
And yes, as you stated right now, Zoom is definitely not an option right now.
Okay. Thank you, Cecilia, but just for the record, I did look at the cards and I am stating that you guys are.
For Steve and Peyton.
For Steve, yes.
Yes.
Thank you. All right, thank you for Cecilia. Do we have any, you just said we don't have any certified neighborhood councils or no?
Cecilia Lamas, for the record, we did not receive a community impact statement report or a resolution, and we do not have council office participation either.
Thank you, perfect. Items 1 and 2. And then open deliberations, we will now open this conversation.
Sorry, before you do, are you closing public comment?
I'm gonna close public comments because we didn't have any, excuse me. I am now, for the record, closing public comments. Thank you, Cecilia. You're very welcome. And now we will move on to, I'll say this. Thank you for your presentation. Thank you for your time. It's been a long night, and we're still in progress. So thank you all for being here. We will now deliberate and discuss. Commissioners, do you have any questions or comments?
Commissioner Strawberry, I have a question.
Yes.
I just want to confirm that the colors of the sign will be white and red with a black background.
Sorry about that. I can't confirm that. When I say that, it's a programmable LED display with the intent to show what the events and what's showing at the theater at that particular time. So that's the content that's going to be on there. So as far as the colors go, it may be a little bit different, but it's basically primarily used to display what is being showed and the events of the Egyptian theater and nothing else.
Commissioner Stromberg, so I just want to also confirm that there will be no graphics besides the Netflix end.
I expect that the Cinematheque will probably want their logo. Though I can't speak to how they're going to program it, but I think it would be just a similar analog. It's either Netflix or the Cinematheque.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Commissioner Vice President King, I also have a question. I know CD13's not here tonight, but any feedback from the council office in terms of this project?
Yes, you may approach and state your name for the record, please.
Hi, Amy Lemish. I'm with Netflix. We've had conversations with the planning deputy to CD13, and they are, you know, we've walked them through the project, and they're well aware of our renovation and opening plans, if that addresses your question.
Aside from that, they did not provide any other comment?
No.
Okay.
Commissioner?
No question or comment.
Cecilia Lamas, for the record, I believe planning staff wanted to add something,
yeah,
if that's okay with you.
Sure. Dylan Lawrence, LA City Planning. We did not receive anything from Council District 13 in the record.
Thank you. So we can take a moment. Any other further questions, commissioners? We're going to take a minute just to do last minute deliberations, reviews.
Commissioner, Vice President King, just to my colleagues. I'm not finding anything to, in terms of modification or rejection. I feel as though the applicant has stayed true to the original intent and design. And with the setback in the patio, I do agree that it's not going to be visibly intrusive to anybody on Hollywood Boulevard or any of the surrounding businesses, so unless you're directly in front of that path. But I'm open to other suggestions and recommendations.
Now, just in my feedback is very to the point and succinct that they made the additional changes and updates to the signage that was requested. And it sounds like you guys have been in compliance with that. So I would move forward to making a motion. Does the commission feel comfortable with moving forward for a said motion?
Commissioner Stromberg, yes.
Thank you.
All right. Commissioner, Vice President King here. For item number 7, case number APCC-2023-1163-SPE-SPP, and environmental case number ENV-2023-1165-CE, I move to approve and adopt staff's recommendations, including the categorical exemption prepared for the project and the adoption of the conditions of approval and findings for the proposed projects as conditions and findings of the commission.
Thank you. Cecilia?
Second.
Do you have a second?
Second.
Commissioner Stromberg, I second Vice President Commissioner King's motion.
Thank you. Cecilia Lamas for the record. Commissioner Vice President King?
Yes.
Commissioner Stromberg?
Yes.
Commissioner Giaga?
Yes.
Commissioner President Lawrence?
Yes.
And the motion carries.
Thank you all. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
There being no further business before this commission, this meeting is now adjourned, and the time is 8:54 p.m. Thank you, everyone. Welcome back. Thank you, and thank you to our new fellow commissioner, Commissioner Sambo.